Marissa Biondolillo, currently on stage at Shea 710 Theater, Shea 710 Main Theater, starring as Catherine in a play called Proof. Hi, Marissa.
Hello.
Lots of folks know the movie, so you're kind of stepping into the Gwyneth Paltrow role.
Yes.
Any pressure there?
We really tried not to think about the movie, which I think is a pretty standard rule of thumb in theater, that you don't want to have any preconceived ideas in your head of what it's supposed to look or sound like. You really want to go with the script that the author wrote and start from scratch. So I haven't seen it. I don't think any of my castmates have seen it. The director hasn't seen it. The audience may have, and for those audience members who have, I welcome your thoughts as to the similarities and differences.
Tell us about the playwright, the story, and kind of your role.
Sure. It is called Proof, which references a mathematical proof that is found in the house of Catherine. Now, Catherine has spent the last 5 years taking care of her ill father. He has some type of mental disability, though it's not specifically named, something like schizophrenia, something where he talks to people who aren't there and has visions and is living in a manner of delusion. But he's also historically been a mathematical genius. He's completely revolutionized the field, you know, three times by the time he was 23. And so there's a lot of pressure there to take care of him and keep him healthy and at least keep him safe. And so that's what she's been doing for the last 5 years. But when the play begins, her father has just died. And that begins the action of the story. The death of her father brings in her sister to take care of funeral arrangements and figure out what Catherine's going to do next. Her sister Claire comes in to kind of try and take over, really. What does Catherine do now? And then also a grad student of her father's comes in to look at his old papers, see if there's any genius left in the things he was writing as he was, you know, going quote-unquote crazy. So there's a lot going on.
I'll say, I see all of these different themes, any one of which could have been turned into a play. I mean, there's the father-daughter relationship that's going on. There's the aging parent. In this case, it might be some kind of schizophrenia, but for many of us, it's dementia or something like that. And then there's sister, who hasn't been taking care of dad for 5 years, suddenly shows up, and I'll bet has great ideas about how this all should have been done.
Yes, she does, and we get into that.
I bet you do. And then there's this this guy, Hal, who's about your age. He's hanging around the house looking through the papers. Any romantic involvement here?
Well, we will see. There's certainly the opportunity for that. And it's the first opportunity Catherine's really had to think about anything other than her father for a long time. And sure, he's there. He's cute. He cares about the things she cares about. He cared about her father. So, yeah, there's a little bit of romance. She gets to dip her toe in that pool, which she hasn't been able to for a very long time.
And that's really typical of being a caregiver as well. You kind of give up on a lot of your life. We're talking about the play Proof by David Auburn, directed by Katie White, over at Shea 710 Main Theater. But it's only up through this Sunday, April 2nd. Last performance will be at 2 in the afternoon. So this play is being put on at Shea's 710 Main Theater, but it's actually being produced by Buffalo Laboratory Theater.
That's correct. This is actually my first show with them. They've been around for about 8 years, and they've been doing local productions with local actors in various venues around Buffalo for that time. They did their Curtain Up show at 710 Main also, but you know, they use several of the different spaces around Buffalo that we have available to us.
What's your theatrical background? How did you come to this role?
Well, I started acting and performing basically as soon as I was able to. From a very young age, I was always interested in being on stage, singing, dancing, the whole bit. And so I did high school shows, but I didn't do any in college. Then after college, I moved to Ithaca, and I did an acting program called Actors Workshop of Ithaca, which is a studio that teaches the Meisner technique of acting, which is all about being genuine and true to the moment. It's the tagline is living truthfully in imaginary circumstances. And so we did, I was in that program for 2 years. We did a ton of work on how to be authentic to your character and authentic to what they're going through. And
There's the famous method acting, which mm-hmm. people in my generation always associated with Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
You get into the role. You know? So how is Meisner different from method or Stanislavski?
Method, I didn't go to college for theater, so I don't have that massive background. But the impression I get is that they kind of fully immerse themselves in the character, and Meisner is much more, you prep yourself for the character, and then, you know, they say action, or they say curtain up, and you're just, you let all of that go, and you're just that character in that moment right then, which is difficult to explain. But I heard, for example, Daniel Day-Lewis. He just was Lincoln throughout the entire rehearsal process, and he would, like, only respond to Lincoln. That's not really a Meisner thing to do. That's, like, you do all the prep, and you do all the back work, but there's a differentiation between the actor and the character.
So what's it like to be on the 710 Main Theater stage? It, from an audience point of view, it sometimes looks small, but I gather it's kind of a big stage.
It feels pretty huge.
Yeah.
It feels pretty big. And something that our audiences so far have found surprising is that we don't use microphones. So that was something that was personally difficult for me, was learning how to really fill the space with our voices. And we've been doing a pretty good job of it, I think, because I've been asking around, could you hear? And people said we're doing great. That's an interesting part of it. And the set that we've created is really minimalistic, but very effective. It really, you know, feels like my dad's house. And we're surrounded by audience on basically three sides. And that is, it was tricky to get used to, but you just kind of become more aware in your peripheral vision of where is the audience, where is my back, how can I be open to the audience but still interacting with the character who's, you know, directly across from me. It's been fun and tricky, a really great challenge.
So how did the director help you guys discover your character and put this all together?
Well, our director is an absolute genius. Her name is Katie White at Buffalo Laboratory Theater. And she really directed us with our characters. The rest took care of itself.
Well, I always say, if you don't think your director is an absolute genius, then you got the wrong director.
But
obviously, you got the right one. So you're kind of leading into my next question. The rehearsal process.
Well, we actually didn't step foot on the 710 stage until, I think, 10 days before we opened. Something like that. We had been rehearsing at Hilbert just because our artistic director, Taylor, he works at Hilbert. And so we were able to use that space, which is an incredible space. They've got a really nice big stage there. So we were able to kind of tape out the 710 stage on the floor of the Hilbert stage and get used to it that way.
I love it.
And we didn't even step foot on that stage for a week or two into our rehearsal process because we did a huge amount of work just talking about our characters and our relationships. This play jumps around in time a lot. And so we talked in very specific detail about what was it like between Act 1 and Act 2? What changed? What were the experiences that you had? How did your relationships change? For example, my character mentions her mother one time. The line is, after my mother died, and, you know, such and such. And so we thought, huh.
Wow.
Well, what was that like? What was it like before her mother died? And so we talked in depth about that, how the mother and the father met and what was the relationship like. You know, we created an entire history, an entire kind
backstory.
Yeah, an entire backlog of memories that this character has that,
sure,
that we created together. And it really, really informs every line in the show, which I don't know. I think it carries so much more weight that way. It's really wonderful.
I have heard that from other actors, and whether they're movie actors or stage actors, that's part of that immersion process,
mm-hmm,
that you really have to create this whole idea of the character, everything about him, and anything you do, even though it will never actually be spoken of,
mm-hmm,
on stage.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know, where did they go to high school, you
right
know?
Mm-hmm.
What bands did they listen to? Anything,
yeah,
you can do like that,
mm-hmm,
you become a more complete person.
And that's the way that you become your character, is by knowing those things, because you're going to say a line differently than you as an actor, you know, you as a person would say it. if you know that you have this complete other relationship to the person sitting across from you. You know, it's not two actors. It's Catherine and Hal, or Catherine and Robert, or Catherine and Claire. And they have an incredible, rich history and relationship that is nothing to do with the actors. So it's a really wonderful place to work from, all that character work.
We're speaking with Marissa Biondolillo. She plays the role of Catherine, the daughter of the mathematician, and she's also a mathematician herself. Mm-hmm. Her father, as the play opens, has died, but of course, with all these flashbacks, mm-hmm. Robert is very much a character on stage.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
There's the grad student, Hal, who's trying to discover this wonderful proof that he thinks exists in the mm-hmm. notebooks, and it's almost like a detective story to try to find that. And then there's your wonderful sister, Claire.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting wonderful in quotes. I'm sure she's a very nice person.
We've talked at length about how there really could be an entire other play from Claire's perspective. You know, she's been working to pay all the bills in this house, and why doesn't anyone appreciate Claire? It's really interesting to look at it from all the characters' perspectives.
It sounds like you have. It's a really short run. David Auburn's play Proof at Shea's 710 Theater. That's at 710 Main at the corner of Tupper, by the way, the old Studio Arena Theater. Mm-hmm. Just three shows left. This Friday at 8, this Saturday at 8, and then Sunday, April 2nd at 2 o'clock. And doors open not all that long before the show, so folks can try to plan on that.
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited by the response that the play has gotten so far, and I'm very excited to share this play with as many people as I can. Personally, I love the story. It's incredibly well written. And our audiences have been loving it so far.
Proof. Marissa Biondolillo, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thanks.
For WNED WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.